Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned into Counting the Days with Tyler Stanley. This podcast is for survivors of brain injury and those who love us. There is no cure, but there is a life with your name on it. So join me in healing our painful brains on a journey to recovering your intended self by the process of reframing who you are. Romance is different than intimacy. It is the courtship, being under its spell, the anticipation of it, or seeing it as the elixir. The dance of love is played out alone through reading poetry or shared with a prospective mate. It is the flirtatious crush rushing through your brain cells to mate with the target of your dreams. But is there a cell driven or ignited by romance? I believe there is. In the title of my book, Counting the Days, I refer to this grouping of cells as the romance side of the brain, wherein, like all other parts of the brain, these cells have a specific job to do. The romance side of the brain is stimulated by what you feel looking into the eye of your attraction. I am a romantic, and being a writer, it is no surprise for me to embellish the experience. I bathe in the rush of love and savor the dance through every practice step. Throughout my recovery, my mother read to me from the Romantic period. Poets such as Wordsworth, Coleridge, Landor, Byron, Shelley, or Keats. From a book I still have. It's old and missing its cover. Remember, I was in recovery a long time. My father, an Englishman, left behind the Oxford Book of Verse, 1250 to 1900, when he left us. My favorite is Poe's A Dream Within a Dream. My mother told me I had that memorized as a child before the accident. So her infusions of poetry and my father, I guess, was their way of helping me to remember what I had loved. Later, another author wrote a comment about my book. She said, similar to the love sonnets of the great Elizabethans. It is one of my most treasured compliments, having been raised on verse. I created a mate through fantasy. Every cell in me rallied to deliver her. Affirmations empowered my believing in her. So be careful where you point your romance, because you will get your desire. Point blank, you will manifest what you think. So instead of being obsessed with disability, depression, frustration, or even uncontrolled anger, direct it to reading poetry. Let it soothe your emotions and transform you from within. It is a live compass within you buzzing for a landing. Bringing her into my life happened because I created every aspect. I imagined her hair color, her eyes, smart, loving, and also romantic. Love didn't happen on its own, but through the stimulation of these cells. It awakened the romance side of the brain. As I once laid on a mattress in recovery limbo, and for how long I don't know, my mother read to me. My father had cut off my medical benefits, and my mother worked two jobs to keep the rent paid. But she made time to read to me religiously. I could not walk, talk, or spell T-H-E. A neighbor read to me, too, until she took off for college. Could I respond? Did I know there was a chemical reaction to listening to romantic verse? No. But my brain was listening, and those cells live because of it. I am convinced. My brain absorbed literature. The words of romance sparked my desires. The fantasy of having someone of my own to love me and I them shifted power within and moved me to the next level, then the next, to becoming independent. It started a chain reaction. To be involved, I had to communicate, push through the rehabilitation, learn to write my name, get an education, live independently. My cells had the job of reframing who I was. Later, I grew from being in love, but in love with a character I created through writing poetry. I became a knight in protective armor, the chivalrous lad who saved the lovely maiden from danger. I became a gent in ways of courage and bravery. I am convinced we are what we read. All the while, who could know it was stimulating brain cells and a healing capacity? To this day, I believe my cells regenerated themselves through poetry. If you enjoyed this podcast, please stay tuned for my weekly broadcast on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go live on July 4th, 2010. Until then, you go on living too. And feel free to visit me at tylerstanley.net.